Approaching on a 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. On at 15 seconds, guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Tower cleared.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Following is an audio tape from probably 60 or 65 years ago, dealing with a story that's been forgotten in history, and that is the 1954 satellites. This is part of the Wilbur Smith book, the Canadian government book. I talk about it in the book, and what happened was in 1954, Francis Swan, who was a psychic being used by the Canadian government and also by the CIA and being tracked by FBI and Naval Intelligence, stated that there was two giant crafts around the Earth. One was commanded by AFA, one was commanded by PONAR, and when U.S. Air Force long-range radar was established to detect if the Russians were going to launch, they picked up these two objects circling the Earth, and they were described at that time as natural satellites. Wilbur Smith actually, in some of his correspondence, tells people to watch out for these objects in the sky. So they're the Canadians looking for them. This appeared in Aviation Week and Space Technology. It appeared in all sorts of newspapers in the United States. The story of these two satellites were written off as natural satellites. However, if they were natural satellites, they would still be there. So here's a tape that talks about these satellites from the 1950s as part of a collection that I will be presenting to highlight stuff that is in the new book on the Canadian government and UFOs, the Wilbur Smith Files.
With which the Air Force hopes to locate and identify certain objects which have been seen frequently over this and other countries. The official position for publication is that these objects are to be poo-pooed. But behind that facade, the Air Force, the Navy, and certain other groups are working round the clock to solve the mystery. At the White Sands Proving Ground in New Mexico, the scene of many sightings which are still unsolved, teams of scientists are quietly at work on an amazing project. The official statement admits that they are trying to locate one or possibly two objects which are circling the Earth like moons, only much smaller. If these objects are black or dark colored, it will be extremely difficult for the scientists to locate them by telescope. But with radar telescopes and certain other devices of specialized nature, they hope to find these satellites. They say they want to find them in order to use them as stepping stones to the moon. That is, of course, if someone else isn't already using them. The two gentlemen in charge of this project for the government are Dr. Clyde Tombaugh, the astronomer who discovered the planet Pluto, and Dr. Lincoln LaPaz, director of the Institute of Meteoritics at the University of New Mexico. Dr. LaPaz is well known for his recent intensive study of the strange green fireballs which repeatedly visited the skies of the Southwest for a period of several months. On Saturday night, February 13th, the Las Cruces Astronomical Society met at the home of Dr. Tombaugh. After a rather elementary discussion of the moon, Dr. Tombaugh advised all those present that they should practice estimating degrees and locations in the night sky in order to furnish better records in connection with anticipated flying saucer sightings this summer, making final preparations for keeping the planet Mars under continuous observation 24 hours a day. More than 200 astronomical telescopes will be used in this project, the first of its kind ever attempted. The Earth is now overtaking Mars. Will pass the red planet about the last of July. The publicly stated purpose of this worldwide scrutiny of Mars is to obtain more information about the disputed markings and so forth. That's only part of the story. Scientists hope to gather photographs and other information which will enable them to determine with reasonable certainty the true nature of the two small satellites which circle Mars at high speed. These things were never seen before 1877. They are very small, very bright, and are ideally located for stepping stones for interplanetary travel. Are they natural satellites, or were they built by intelligent beings for a special purpose? Our scientists hope to determine the answers to those questions this summer. There's a splendid new book just out entitled Worlds in Space. Worlds in Space. It deals with the technical problems confronting us in our plans for space travel. Deals with them realistically and sensibly. Turning to the subject of devices fired into the heavens for scientific purposes, the author of Worlds in Space says, quote, "Man will soon witness a new star in the heavens, a satellite gleaming in its rapid flight around our planet with a nighttime brilliance no celestial object other than the moon ever attained. If one day you should see this new light racing around the world, you will be seeing the first successful step in our struggle to reach the stars," end quote. And now, as I reported to you earlier this week, a group of astronomers in New Mexico is searching the heavens in an effort to locate a tiny satellite which is believed to be already there. Worlds in Space deals with our efforts to reach other planets. Major Donald Keyhoe's remarkable bestseller, Flying Saucers from Outer Space, is, in my opinion, the only authoritative book dealing with the evidence which seems to indicate that someone may already be looking us over. The Air Force now admits that it is not releasing any more information on the subject, and that includes photographs. Worlds in Space and Flying Saucers from Outer Space are both recommended reading, both based on factual material. What a plug.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.